Think, Level 1. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature, 2A. The Importance of Being Earnest, by Oscar Wilde. Exercise 2.
Now go on. Tell me the whole thing. I have my suspicions. I think you're a Bunburyist. In fact, I'm quite sure of it now.
Bunburyist? Whatever do you mean by a Bunburyist?
Before I tell you what a Bunburyist is, answer my question. Why are you Ernest in town, but Jack in the country?
It's perfectly simple. Let me explain. As you know, my real name is Jack. And when I'm in the country, I'm a serious person, because I'm responsible for my young niece, Cecily. She lives with her governess, Miss Prism, in my house in the country.
Where is this place in the country?
I'm not telling you, and it isn't near here.
All right, go on with your explanation.
Well, I try to give Cecily a good example, and I always behave very well when I'm with her in the country. But that's sometimes boring.
It certainly is.
So, I pretend I've got a younger brother called Ernest.
I see. You say Ernest lives in London, so you've got an excuse to come here when you like.
That's right. When I'm in London, I pretend to be Ernest, Jack's younger brother. That means I can have fun, go to parties, and do what I like. That, my dear Algy, is the whole truth, pure and simple.
The truth is rarely pure and never simple. That's why life is so exciting. But I was quite right. You are a Bunburyist. In fact, you are an advanced Bunburyist.
What do you mean?
You've invented a younger brother. But I've invented a friend. His name is Bunbury, and he lives in the country. He's always ill, poor man, so I often go to visit him.
I see. So you always have an excuse for going to the country to see your friends.
Exactly. Now that I know you're a Bunburyist, I want to talk about it and tell you the rules.
I'm not a Bunburyist at all. If I marry your cousin, Gwendolyn, Ernest will disappear forever.
You marry Gwendolyn? That's not very likely.
Oh, she's a charming girl. I also think that your friend, Mr. With the silly name, needs to disappear too.
Never. Bunbury is a very good friend to me.